On Mondays, the Business Report focuses on technology. Your opinion of technology may affect the way you use it. A new study tracked the behavior of nearly 70,000 U.S. and Canadian consumers. The study finds that the gadgets you buy, the media you use, even the way you behave online may depend on whether you consider technology a friend or foe. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports from Seattle.
For the past 8 years, Forrester Research has been conducting these large studies of consumer attitudes and behavior regarding technology. In 2004, there was a buying craze for ever-cheaper electronic devices and gadgets. Today, for example, nearly 13% of households have camera phones, compared to less than 3% a year ago. At the same time, 29% of us now have high-speed internet access at home. That's roughly twice as many as 2 years ago. Researchers predict by the year 2010, 60% of U.S. and Canadian households will have in-home high-speed access. But beyond the numbers, the study reveals that how consumers feel about technology is the best predictor of whether or not they will use it. Those surveyed were asked questions such as, how important is technology to me, and does it intimidate me? Based on their answers, they were grouped into categories, technology optimists and pessimists.
I cannot live without my laptop, nor work without it. I'm married to my cell phone.
College student and cafe worker Volton Charles Jones III is an optimist.
I send maybe 40 to 50 text messages a day. I don't really use email so much anymore. I instant message people online whenever I want to talk to them or get in touch with them. I barely call my mom. I almost always instant message her. She likes it a lot better.
Technology optimists are often early and eager adopters of things such as online banking, online retail, and stock trading. Those who market and sell to the optimists don't have to do much to make their web-based products and services attractive to them, according to Ted Shadler of Forrester Research. But technology pessimists, he says, are a different breed.
So people who live on the same block and drive the same car might have completely different attitudes toward technology. And a marketer would tend to think about anybody that lives in the same neighborhood as a segment. But it turns out that that's not true when it comes to technology adoption.
Technology pessimist Shadler says must have a compelling reason to switch to online commerce.
I'm one of the few that has two dial phones in her home still.
Sherry Brown, who teaches at the University of Washington, uses the internet at work and has a cell phone and a DVD. But beyond that, not much. She says she has nothing against the technology, but adds,
until I see that it's useful for a need that I can't meet another way, then I'm not so vested in it.
She goes on to say that web-based services will have to get easier and less expensive to use before she's likely to switch. Researcher Shadler says his data suggest the same thing. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.